And we're continuing with the Masilas Yesharim, page Resh Samach Vav, two paragraphs from the bottom. We're discussing how this world is not a very pleasurable world. There's a lot of Yesurim and suffering, and that's why you can't say that this is the goal of the world. Then we're discussing why we have to have these sufferings, and part of their answer is because to know that this world is not part of the world. Then we're discussing why Yaakov thought he could live in this world without any suffering. And we see Chazal say that he made a mistake, but what was his initial thought? What was his Havamina? And we said the truth of the matter is, that another reason why there is suffering is because the body is not perfected. It has to be perfected through suffering. But there's another way of pshot guf chomeal nishmasecha, remove your body from your soul. Stop focusing on your body. And a life like that is the only way where you could live in this world even without any suffering. And that's where we're at, two paragraphs from the bottom. V'zev shebikesh Yaakov vino leisha b'shalva. That's what it means that Yaakov wanted to live in tranquility. He wanted to live a soulful life and disrobing the body. For us, so what was the response of Hashem? Then came the angry situation of Yosef. Yosef means milashon tosefes. Yosef means it's an expression of adding on. Guf tosefes l'neshama, a body added on to a soul. Ikar adam hu aneshama, the main person is the soul. Vaguf hu bebechinas tosefes, and the body is an aspect of additional. Rachmona litzlan, ima adam lo tofes, as the dvar nachon, if God forbid a person doesn't understand this idea, etzla haguf ikar v'neshama esol tosefes, if his body is the main thing and the soul is the additional thing, that's a bad thing. But in the depths, the soul is the actual I. And the body is what's extra. It's increased over the soul. So now what happened? Yaakov wanted to live a life where he was living a life only of the soul, which really is a correct cheshbon, is a correct calculation. That's how a person should live his life in this world. Then you don't need to have any suffering. So now, what did Chazal say? Kofetz alav rogz eshol Yosef. Chlomer mean to say, Rotz na borei hoya, shu yichye kan im Hashem besochkuf. Hashem's will, for whatever reason, Yaakov could not understand at the time. So Hashem wanted him to live like a neshama, but still inside a body. He would not allow Yaakov to disrobe the body. Even though that's a virtuous thing to do. Then the anger, the bad situation of Yosef, meaning to say adding on the body to the soul. So it's next page, so the next 22 years he didn't have the divine spirit with him. The neshama did not reveal itself within the body. He wants to live only as a soul without a body, which is correct, but for hatikun shalom, but the correction for him in his life, his purpose would be ha'yelich osim guf shalom ha'iro bo kimat ha'neshama, to live with a body that almost no soul is illuminating through. Shezeh bebechinis yisurim is the aspect of yisurim. Why?
Yeah, that's the goal.
Why did Hashem do this to him? So the answer is very simple. Because Yaakov is one of the Avos. Yaakov is one of the patriarchs. And the patriarchs have to teach us how to live. Teach us how to live. And most Jews are not going to live, not going to be on the level of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was an unbelievable level, and that's amazing, that's great, that's wonderful. And Hashem says, I love you for wanting to live this way, and you will live this way. In the last 17 years of your life in Egypt, you will live this way. I will allow you to live this way, but there's still your children who have to have a path blazed for them to live through lives of Yisurim and to continue to live successfully that way. When a person is suffering in their lives, a person doesn't understand why they should continue to live as a Jew, where are they going to draw from to dig deep into a wellspring, a reservoir of bitachon and Hashem during suffering? Who's going to be the role model? So the role model has to be Yaakov. And that's what the Chassidus Farm write. He said, how Yaakov was able to get up the next day after the whole travail with Yosef. I mean, the loss of Yosef was incredible Yisurim, unbelievable Yisurim for Yaakov. And how he gets up the next day and puts on tefillin and acts like a very, and continues to live as a frum Jew after all the suffering Hashem did to him. So that Tzadikim say is a mystery. How he was able to do that. Unbelievable koiches this took for him to live this way. So why did Hashem make him do it? Because this would be, it's not just the Avos were not just a role model. They implanted within the psyche of every Jew to be able to live with suffering. That's, and to be a good Jew and the best Jew you could be no matter what the circumstances are. And it wasn't because he necessarily needed it. Remember, Yaakov himself never, most of the things he did in his life wasn't because he needed it. That's because he needed it. He was happy to be a person, sit and learn Torah all his life. And Hashem said, no. You've got to take on an extra mission of your brother Esav. So I'm not interested in it. Doesn't matter what you're interested in. This is what I want you to do. That's the meat of Yaakov. Yaakov is the Ish Tam Yoshev Aholim. He's the wholesome person who dwelt in tents. What do you mean dwelt in tents? In other words, he wasn't stuck in one tent and said, this is the only way I can serve Hashem. This is me and Hashem, leave me alone. I'm doing my thing already. Hashem said, no, I have to have somebody who whatever the need is, that's what he'll do. I need you for this, you're going to do this. I need you for this, you're going to do that. That's the meat of Tiferes. That's the meat of simultaneous chesed and gevurah at the same time. You're on call to use either meat as necessary. Imagine how much gvura he needed to get up every day to daven and put on tefillin and to be a good Jew, knowing that his whole future is lost. So that's what he had to do, because most people are not going. Yaakov lived an incredible life, as we said last week in the Navi class, that very few people could live with the attribute of justice. So the attribute of justice demands a lot. And to live with all the suffering, no matter what. Now, really, only very few people can live that way. Okay, but if you can live that way, you could be a role model for others, even if they're not on your level. But in a very simple way, you know, everybody says, I have problems. You know, there was once a Hasidic Rebbe, I don't remember who it was. A guy came to him and says, you know, Rebbe, I got big problems with Shidduchim. Please daven for me. So he says, you know, Yaakov Avinu also had problems with Shidduchim. He didn't find a Shidduch till he was 84. He says, yeah, but can't compare me to Yaakov. Yaakov's life was so complicated. So Tzadik says, yours is also complicated. That's what you have. Of us wasn't just some heroes for us to emulate. They put within us the ability to be able to successfully navigate through these different times in our lives. Who is the Rebbe? Who is the one who implanted in us to get up and serve Hashem in the middle of Golos, in the middle of suffering? It's Yaakov Avinu. If we would not have Yaakov Avinu, we would not survive any Golos. There'd be no Jewish people to survive the Golos. Wouldn't have survived Egypt. So, you know, Yaakov, you know, was, it's not about me. All the others, it's not about me, but more Yaakov, the quintessential. It never was what he wanted. So whatever Hashem asked, that's what he did. That's all. So, you're right. Yaakov, you know, is chas v'shalom, like Yaakov would make a mistake and think that he wanted to live his life not the way Hashem wanted. That totally wrong? Not totally wrong. What he wanted was totally right. For any other Jew. And every Jew should want to live like Yaakov, b'keish leishev b'shalva. Every person should want to live like Yaakov, to strip away the goof from off of the neshama. And that's absolutely right, Yaakov. And what you want to do was the perfect thing. But you know what? I have much more complicated plans for you. So the complicated plans require a Jew to show, to put within Yiddishkeit the idea to serve Hashem even though you're suffering. And that's what he had to do. That's what the others were all about. And that's really what, and that's really each and every one of us as a parent has to realize that you have to do the same thing. You have to do the same thing. It's not about you. It's about what has to be done. It has to be what has to be done. And sometimes you could have a tzaddik. So now this explains why certain tzaddikim, even though they're mamash tzaddikim, they suffer. This is a new insight to teach others that they have to serve Hashem when they're suffering. So Rambam says, you have to learn Torah even if you don't feel well. Even if you're sick, you have to learn Torah. Well, you need role models for that sometimes. You need people to show us that that's the way to do it. So this is the mystery of Yaakov. Yaakov is a big mystery. His whole life was a mystery. He always was trying to get it. And he wanted to do it the right way. And Hashem says, no, your life is very complicated. It's not. Avram had a much simpler life. Avram was just simple. Your chesed, finished. Yitzhak, your gvura, finished. Yaakov, you know, it depends on the situation. That's what you're going to have to be. You know, Yaakov wanted to go. He said, I had enough of being Esav. I had enough of developing the Esav personality. I did my bid for a king and country. Hashem says, no, you didn't. It's too early for retirement. You've still got a lot of avoida. You got 22 more years of real avoida. The last 17, I'll give you a break. The last, yeah. That's the idea Chazal saying it. It's enough that tzaddikim are going to rest in the next world after rest in this world. What does that mean? What does it really mean? He says, you've got work to do in this world. You think learning Torah and Dveikus Tashem and all that as a patriarch, I'm going to let you get away with that? That's good enough for every other Jew. Not for a patriarch. Patriarch is still what to build. You're not being decommissioned. You're not retired. Avram, after the Kedis Yitzchak, Hashem says, that's it. You've done your job. You're decommissioned. And you live the next 38 years of your life. Bishal Mishalva. Fine. You deserve a nice old age. You're finished. Interesting. At 137. Okay. Yitzchak, you know, after 123, after you gave the brachas to Yaakov, and you understood that you're supposed to give it to Yaakov, not to Esav, that's it, you're decommissioned. So Yaakov figured, okay, I'm 108, I'd like to be decommissioned. I came back to Eretz Yisrael, I have my 12 sons, let me sit and learn. Just like my father, just like my grandfather. What do you want? Shouldn't he want what his father and grandfather had? Isn't that what they taught him? You get to a point, you're entitled to retire. You're entitled to retire. You know, after 108, you know, you worked hard. You can retire. Just go back and sit and cuddle. And Hashem says, your life has never been like the other patriarchs. Never was, will never be. And it looked like that was it. He came back there and says, so now you're finished. He really went through a lot. And he says, I'm tired. I just want to just finish it off in Eretz Yisrael. Retire in Eretz Yisrael. Like so many Jews hope to do, right? Hashem says, no, you're not going to retire in Eretz Yisrael. You're going to have to work harder than you ever worked in the next 22 years. And show every Jew what it means that to go through the worst suffering, you don't back out of your Yiddishkeit. Right? His loss of Yosef, he thought he lost Yosef. As Chazal said, he had a masorah that if any children would die in his lifetime, that mean he was going to hell. That was his masorah. So even though he knew he's going to hell, he still was an Eved Hashem 100%. Every day. Just to be a perfect Eved Hashem without the Shekhinah, losing everything, not ever expecting that to come back. And I want you to show everybody you could serve Hashem with the worst of Yisurim imaginable. How many times lo aleinu, parents have somebody, their child dies. And that's it. They can't get over it. I'm not blaming them, but they can't get over it, and their service to Hashem, just forget it. It doesn't have the gusto it used to have. No, no, no. It can't be that way. Can't be that way. You have to get up the next day. And business as usual. Business as usual. So who gave us that koich? Yaakov gave us that koich. Okay, finally, at 130. Okay. We can decommission you. Okay, Yosef's in charge. You sit and learn in Goshen. Fine, you retire. Everything's fine. That's the life. That was Yaakov's life. Right. So that's the idea. Okay, second paragraph of Reish Samach Zayin. Kasher neshama inena me'ira v'guv kidei tzarko. When the soul doesn't illuminate into the body properly, ha'yisurim b'tokfom, the suffering is very strong. Because suffering always revolves around the body. For most people. Kasher neshama me'ira v'guv, when the neshama illuminates into the body, k'viyay me'ka'ara, to the depths of its light, kach mismat yisurim, so that you don't need to have yisurim. You don't need to purify anything. When a person merits to totally strip away his connection to the body, so there can never be any yisurim for such a person. In theory, unless God has other plans. In general, a person usually lives with a neshama inside of a body. Therefore, there's nobody who's happy and tranquil in this world. Because the body in and of itself is an aspect of evil. Like the aspect of the forbidden fruit. Because there's bad in it, it's got to be suffering. And that will bring about the correction. If a person illuminates the soul into the body very strongly, or he illuminates the soul, strips away the body, it's possible to have yisurim. But then he read, again, he's not really living in this world. But if you want to live in this world only comes with suffering. So it's a very big yisod. It's a very big yisod that the Lutzado is telling us, and that the Bilvavi is expanding on. Is that you should expect your life to have yisurim focused around your connection to your body, and to that degree that you have refocused your life to that degree, the yisurim will not be yisurim. It's very, very simple. This could be understood on the simplest of levels. Certain yisurim people have. You know, let's talk about preparing for Pesach. Preparing for Pesach, is it yisurim or not? Is it suffering or not? I think for most observant Jews, it is yisurim. It is yisurim. There's no question about it. This is yisurim. Most people you speak to, right around this time of year, do you see big cheerful smiles on their faces? Or, Pesach's in 4 days. I don't know if I can make it. I've been working so hard. I'm going crazy. The lineups were unbelievably bad. Granted, they weren't so bad. Right? Yeah, it's just, I can't take it. Oh, I got it. You know, it's only so bad as you focus on your body. If you're focusing on your body, then there's a lot of yisurim before Pesach. If the focus of Pesach is the meals you're going to prepare, if that's the focus, and how beautiful the house has to look, and how that beautiful Kodak moment picture at the Seder has to be, that everything is picture perfect, everything's the way I want it to be, right? Then it's terrible, terrible yisurim. Pesach is terrible yisurim. And you're not going to get out of Egypt this year. You know, Egypt is being a prisoner of the body, prisoner of the body. So, what are you focusing on? Are you focusing on the neshama aspect of preparing for the holiday? You're focusing on the body. There's a lot of physical aspects to this holiday, but the question is, are you meant to focus on them? Are you meant to focus on the deeper spiritual realities that exist? Unfortunately, most people are very concerned there should be a good meal. There should be lots of food to eat. But that's not the purpose of the holiday at all. So if you're turning Pesach into a physical holiday, it is a miserable holiday. And most women are not happy with that holiday. The house has to be perfect, has to be clean, has to be the, that's all the physical part. It's not the spiritual part. If you're just getting rid of chametz, then it's the spiritual part. If the house has to be immaculate and clean and this and that and everything else, it's not. So therefore, who creates the problems? We do. The suffering that a person has coming into the holiday of Pesach is the suffering because you've turned Pesach into a body holiday. When you turn it into a body holiday, it's the dumbest holiday you could ever think about. It would be so stupid to make up such a holiday from a body perspective. Everybody's right. You have to have, made the cheshbon. Starting Pesach, over 8 days, you have to have 10 feasts. 10 Yontif meals. Shabbos or Yontif meals. And then 3 of those days are Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif. So, give me a break. Once a week is hard enough to prepare for Shabbos. Now I've got to have Shabbos. It's not much 8 days of Shabbos. Whoa. 8 days of Shabbos. The person's going to go nuts. What are you going to do? The Seder starts so late. Seder starting at 9 o'clock. The women are all nervous. So who says you have to serve a big meal? Who says you have to serve a big meal? Where is it on the diet? Where is it prescribed in the Torah? Where did the Torah say you have to have sumptuous meals? The focus is on the meal. There's no such thing. You think being Oyla Regal was not Yisur? Imagine, you lived in Eretz Yisrael, you had a nice villa in Tzfas. A real nice villa in Tzfas. A nice farm, very quiet and peaceful. Now you go to Yerushalayim. Okay, we know how big Yerushalayim is. Even during times of Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, the old city, wasn't any bigger, right? Now how many people were there? Millions. Think you got a good room in the Holiday Inn, Yerushalayim? I don't think so. Where'd you get a place to stay? You know what it's like, Lahavdol, when you go to Hebron on Shabbos Chayisara. It's 30,000 people in Hebron. There ain't room for 30,000 people in Hebron. You get a sleeping bag, and you sleep on the. If you're lucky, you get the sleeping bag in an apartment, and if not, you make a tent and sleep in a tent. And Chayisara is not necessarily the warmest time of the year. And you have to come out to other people's chesed and things like that. If you're a body person, that ain't the Shabbos to go to Hebron. If you're a body person, there ain't any Shabbos to go to Hebron. You want your body to be happy in Hebron, it ain't going to be happy in Hebron. If your soul wants to be happy, there's lots to be happy about. Can you imagine? Yom Tov for the body was big Yisurim. The body did not enjoy it. The neshama, if you're focused at the time, you can cleave to Hashem. Neshama would be flying. Right. So why does it have to be suffering this world? The suffering is the suffering that we bring it on to ourselves. Because we're not focused properly on the Yontif. So why are you suffering on Pesach? There has to be some kind of tikkun over here. There has to be some kind of tikkun to realize. Now, if you strip your body off from your neshama to prepare the Yontif, then the agenda is not, of course you got to prepare meals, of course you're going to say, it's not so important. So they don't have kosher Pesach cumin. So it's not the end of the world. How are you prepare so many meals? Don't worry about it. You do what you could do, and that's all. So you don't have to invite so many guests either. So somebody says, I have a seder of 33 people. Isn't that who has to have 33 people at your seder to be so stressed out? You don't have to have faith, just have your husband and your kids. I'm finished. That's the end of your Seder. You don't have to suffer. Right? It's going to be no different. Like, just like Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach has to be even bigger than Erev Shabbos. Everything we've been saying about Erev Shabbos all year long, for this year, Erev Pesach has to be 10 times more. I said in my family, there's going to be no cooking in Erev Pesach. Bishumov, no cooking in Erev Pesach. I'm not going to Sobeys on Erev Pesach. It's just not going to happen. I've gone to the store 4 times this week. Okay? I said, this week, fine. Erev Pesach, it is not happening. That's all. And we will just have less food, as if there's a shortage. You know, just got 7 cases of chicken delivered yesterday. Okay? It's not going to be a shortage of chicken or chopped meat. It's not going to be. And that's all. And you got to get focused. Get rid of the body. Get rid of the body. You got to be in a neshama. So life is going to be filled with Yisurim. That's all. That has to be that way. That's all. Now, if you want to strip the body off the neshama, that's also painful. It's also painful. Just like going on a diet is painful. So, you know, that's a diet in one sense is stripping the body off of the neshama. But once you get used to it and you've gotten to that level and you live a healthy way, then it's not suffering anymore. And it's a very healthy and good lifestyle. And that's what he's saying. So, you know, if you're expecting not to have Yisurim, the Yisurim are there. The question is, will those Yisurim bother you or will they not bother you? You know, you go shopping. You know, I haven't gone Pesach shopping in years till this year, right? There's a lot of opportunities for chesed when you go shopping. You got a lot of elderly people going, and your mamish can see that their mamish lost. Some of them, it's like overwhelming. They don't know what they're doing. It's like, I feel sorry for certain older people. You know, yesterday I went to get kosher Pesach ketchup. So of course, you want to get things cheaper, you go to No Frills. All right, let's go to No Frills. Okay, so I get brand X. There's like a island. It's on this side of the island, stacked a bunch of ketchups. $2.69. Okay, I take 2 ketchups. $2.69. I forgot, I'm looking for some, I can't find it. Dry room, I go to the other corner, the exact other side of the island that I wasn't going on, right? A different brand of ketchup, all the same garbage, right? $1.69. Hadar brand over Gan Eden brand, it's all junky ketchup anyway on Pesach. It ain't Heinz, so forget it. Yeah. So $2, yeah. So I just finished that. And then another lady, an older lady, she's going right by the 269 ketchup, she's putting it in her hand. I say, madam, I think you would prefer to go around to the other side of the aisle. She says, oh, thank you. I should follow you the whole time I'm in the store. I said, it's the third time I'm in this store. And every time I went, I was able to chesed. Another lady saw me buy, so says, what's this? She says, I can't read this, if it's parv or not. I said, I'll look for you, ma'am. It's parv. You know, that's what you're going to the store for. Right? I told the kids, the first time I went to the store, I said, the only reason I'm going to the store now is our avoid it is to learn patience. That's it. If we don't get upset, it was a successful trip to the store. There's enough things to frustrate you when you're going. You know, your wife gives you this list, and of course, you have no way of understanding what your wife means when she's writing it. You can't understand what she means when she can't write a Rashi Perush on a food list. Yeah. So she'll say an item, then you're wondering, how many does she want? Matzah meal. Okay, how many? You know, or are there right things? You have no, she wrote salmon. So what is that supposed to mean? You know, salmon, does that mean frozen salmon? Should I get a whole salmon that's frozen? So when you're ever in doubt, sheva al taseh. Don't do, because there are no returns. And you know you're coming back anyway the next day anyway. And she says, oh, I wanted, you know, fresh salmon cut into pieces. So that was the last thing I thought I was going to do. She can't see how much machloikas husband and wife can have this time of year. It's like, mom, you're set for failure. If you're a body person, you're set for failure. There's no way. And the lines and the distance and that. You just gotta take it easy. You forgot to bring your bags. You're gonna have to buy more bags, you know? So it's even 10 bags of 50 cents. 50 cents on a $500 shopping, what's the difference? But people will eat themselves up alive. I forgot to bring my bags. It's 50 cents. Even 10 bags is 50 cents. 50 cents people throw, it's garbage. It's nothing, 50 cents. People make a big deal. Schlep the bag, this is the bag, that the bag. Okay, forgot it, finish. Well, not a problem. That's what all those trips, every trip I took so far, I think almost came up. You know, there's chesed to do. And if you're looking for a chesed, if you want to really do it, you could find, if you're looking more, you'll find it. These were just ones that bumped into me. Right. So that, but otherwise, it's going to be a living hell. that this world, if you're living for this world, it can only give you Yisurim. If you're not, you come and say, listen, however it's going to be, it's going to be. Listen, this, whatever time it's going to take, that's going to be. You put in your mind, I'm expecting a long line. I'm expecting to wait 20 minutes in line. You know, and then look at that. Every time I haven't had to wait more than 5 minutes in the line. Okay, I wasn't going at prime time, but those are the things that you don't have to have Yisurim. But you have to have Yisurim if you think you're a body. If you think you're a body, it's going to always be with Yisurim. And that's all. Okay, let's do a little bit more. Continues Mishul Sharm. Vegamhu. And even this fellow, Iliagila Beyashana, Kvarabra Batlaminolam. Even you're 100. You live to 100, yeah? Now what kind of life is it when you're 100 already? It's like you're nullified from the world, says Mishul Sharm. It's like you're a non-existent person. So, ask the Bilvavi, Madua Bemes Yotzer Kodesh Baruch Hashiyah Siknon. So why did God indeed create this idea of old age? Why is there an idea of old age? So when you get to a certain age, the parts start falling apart, and you're just totally useless. We're talking about really old now. I mean, 100. 100 is over a bottle in oil. That means like you're useless. That's what Chazal was saying. You're useless. You're back in diapers. Useless. So why is God doing that? And this is for this world? So, Siba Achas Ksuba Chazal, the rabbis give one reason. The famous reason. Avram davened Hashem that he should create the idea of old age so people would not, until Avram's time, people didn't age. So father and son looked the same. He wouldn't know who to respect. So he said, please bring old age so they'll know who the father and the son is, know who to respect. That's the simple pshat. Observing Kedoshim Ksuva, Simna Sevas, and the holy works, another reason is given. But the goal is what? As we've said, Shaguf Yistakeach. The body should become purified. So then your soul can be more revealed. So it could return afterwards to live as a soul inside a body properly. That's what it's all about. So l'chein bar kadosh baruch hu adam ba'ifin shemitchilas yomav ad gil shloshim v'chamesh gufo holechim ischazik. So Hashem created a person in a way that until you're 35, your body's getting stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. V'achim ikein gufo holechim nachlish. And then the body gets weaker. Why? Kidei sha'ad shiyomos haguf, so that until the body dies, kfar yisparer mitzadat, so it's like made into crumbs. It withers away by itself. The body disintegrates, so to speak. Most people will die when they're old, really old. The body is already worn away, and the neshama is able to illuminate. As you get older and there's less body to enjoy and focus on, it's like an automatic. The idea is you should realize you're a neshama and live as a neshama. Strip away the body. Either you are going to spend the time doing the avoda of actually stripping the body away from your neshama, or Hashem will do it for you as you get older. That's what's happening. The person who merits, even when the person is developing in their young age and they're hot blooded and they're mamish and they feel the body getting stronger and stronger, if you merit, humiskaber al yitzo, you overcome the yitzor of us and neshama yir v'doch aguf harbe yosher chazok. So then the neshama will illuminate in the body stronger. That's what David HaMelech was teaching us, that when you're young you should do tshuva, because that's already that's a virtue. I could be into the body. There's what for the body for me to be interested in, and I strip it away when my body's at the height of being a body. That's good. But Mishal Ozo, a person doesn't merit. As you get older, the body automatically does that. The more the body diminishes, the neshama is able to illuminate more. So this is a big kindness Hashem is doing. Old age is an unbelievable kindness if You understand that this world is only a preparation for the next world.
Will people are aware of that? I mean, would the soul become so much more powerful?
Again, if you're ignorant, ignorant, you will suffer your whole life if you're ignorant. That's all. If you're learning Torah, you're learning, you're going to see what's going on. You see, you understand what's going on. You welcome getting older. Getting older is a good thing. Because now Hashem is helping you that you can focus on your neshama and strip away the body. You know, all of a sudden, you know, things, you know, you get older, you're not interested in these things anymore. You're not interested in watching hockey games anymore.
And people perceive you in a crazy way.
You know, it's just, you know, I'm beyond this. I'm more into other things now. And Hashem, you're making my avodas Hashem easier. That's a person understands that. If not, the Yisurim continue to the end. They're fighting to be young. They're fighting to be that body. Then it's one miserable life after the other. Botox, this, that, everything. Facelifts, the ganz geschäft. To look young. What do you want to look young for? What do you want to look young for? You want to still fight with the body? Hashem's trying to make you not fight with the body anymore. Top of Reish Samaches. Ubemis, and the truth is, Yeshna manashim shetol omer sheba etzam adam yochel lichios chaim ruchanim rak kishu holech umizdaken. The truth is, there are certain people make a mistake and think that a person can only live a spiritual life when he gets older. Avo betzirusa shaguf nimsa betokov, but when he's young and the body is strong, it's hard to live spiritually. That's what people think. So to this, the holy books write, that even though, yes, it is certainly easier for a person to live a spiritual life when he gets older, and he feels how he's, you know, the worthlessness of this world, he begins to realize that this physical world isn't worth anything. You're right. Person has to start when they're young to purify the body. So if you can't finish the job when you're young, very good line. What your service doesn't accomplish, time does. Time does. And then, you know, so that becomes a difficult transition. If you've been trying all your life to get the body reduced, and you're struggling with it, and it's like a big battle, and then you begin to see that certain taivas are waning, saying, oh, I see Hashem's helping me. He's helping, making it easier. I always wanted to stop having taivas for food. Now I don't enjoy it anyway, so it's okay. It's something I was trying. I couldn't do it. Hashem's helping me out. But the person who never tried to strip away the body, he fights this to the very end. And then yet people say, I have no reason to live. If I can't live to enjoy my body, why should I be alive? I can't have a quality of life. You ask a doctor, what's quality of life when they have to decide to DNR or not? They say, can the person play tennis? Can the person have a round of golf? That's how they look at a quality of life. If they're going to just be sitting in a wheelchair their whole life, there's no quality of life. Out of a person sitting in a wheelchair can have the greatest quality of life. Quality of life is defined by, have you stripped the body away from the neshama? That's a very good quality of life. Well, in the secular world, quality of life is how much the goof can enjoy life. So a person gets to the point where they don't enjoy the things they used to do. I can't run around. I can't do this. I can't do these things. So why should I be alive? You're right. Why should you be alive? It's a living hell. To the end, you have your service. So, you know, the only thing you could help the person, if you're counseling them and say, perhaps maybe we should have a different focus on what life is all about. You know, what's the most frustrating part for people who become disabled? Later on in life, is that they feel so useless. They feel so useless is because based on the wrong premise of how to live your life. If living your life is meant to have fun and games and feed the body, then you're right. You have a useless life and I have nothing to console you for, and you're right. You know what? Let's do an assisted suicide. Then you can see how assisted suicide is a rachmanis. The guy is suffering. The guy who doesn't want to live. but you don't understand why you're alive. If you understand why you're alive, then it's the greatest time in your life. I don't have to fight with the body anymore. What can I do? Well, now I could finally finish Shas. Can't do anything else. I can learn a little bit more. I could do that. That's good. So mashallah osa avoda yasazman. Whatever your service wasn't able to accomplish, time will finish it. But certainly the best way to do this is that when you're young, to purify your body and to separate your neshama from your body and strip away your body from your neshama when you're young. And then you don't need old age to do it for you. In Cain comes out. Misha, Magia, Lamea, Shara, person reached 100 years old. Whoever, Batal Min Olam. You become nullified from the world, if you like it or not. You live with a body that's almost not dealt with. And therefore the soul activates more. So let's hear it for old age. Baruch Hashem. Old age is a great gift that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us for those of us that are trying to feel Dveikus Hashem. If you're not trying to feel Dveikus Hashem, it's not going to be a very good ending. Okay, tomorrow I think there's going to be no class because everyone's a bit overwhelmed preparing for Pesach. No, what? Oh, I have Avodas Hashem. I have to do certain things you got to do as well. So just tell Sid. Tell Sid there's no class tomorrow. All right, good. So we'll resume all this after Pesach.
Okay.